My role is a loading master here at Chomley. We tend to berth the ships, the loading masters go on board, do all the paperwork, which entails checklists and safety checklists for the ships. Then we couple the ships ready for discharge. The ship will then start discharging its cargo into shore tanks at Tranmere, and then we actually pump those tanks up to Stanlow through underground pipelines. When it gets to Stanlow, it's processed into many products and chemicals, lube oils, fuel oils. It's the life of Shell, basically. Without the River Mersey, the ships couldn't come into Tranmere. They're too big to actually get up to Stanlow itself. So Tranmere is really the life and soul of Stanlow, and so is the River Mersey, yes. An average week, three ships pass through Tranmere. They normally take round about 18 hours to discharge the cargo. Normally the ships are from the North Sea fields. We also get ships from South America, and just next week we're getting a ship from Japan. The ship's crews normally work either 4 hours about or 6 hours about, and then, depending on whether the captain allows it, they're allowed to go ashore. These ships they're like palaces, floating palaces. They really are spotless, like hotels. They really are. Everyone's friendly and happy on those. There's a lot more ships now which are losing their national flag, really, and going over to cheaper crews. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. They're very proud of the ships, and they try to impress you with the cleanliness and the full operation of the ship. They respect you when you go on board. You have your moments where you have to discuss things during the discharge, which the chief officer or the captain might not be happy about, and you have to sort of wrangle through that. No one is allowed to walk through sight from the ship. Years ago, a crew member could walk from the ship up to the jetty, up the jetty to the gatehouse through the sight, with no one really looking after them. But with the security problems that they got around the world now, we operate a port security system which is pretty strict, very strict in fact. And we have to supply a taxi to the ship whenever they need it, backwards and forwards to the gate. It's cold in the winter down on the jetties. It can be bitter. You know, you go down to the jetty to berth a ship as a loading master, and you could be down there for 2-3 hours, and actually standing there in horizontal rain, snow, hailstones. But Shell kit you up with all the gear. I've been down here at Tranmere now for round about 20 years, and there was a time when the actual traffic on the river decreased, but I've noticed lately, over the last couple of years, I would say, is it's a lot busier than it used to be. I would say Shell is the main traffic on the river, not only coming into Tranmere with the larger vessels, but the coasters are up and down to Stanlow constantly through the Manchester Ship Canal. At night you get the disco ferries going past the jetties, you know, with all the lights flashing and things like that. Some funny things happen here. During the summer, it obviously gets very warm within the building, and we used to have the doors open at night to let an air flow through. And we had a manager here who used to play hell that his boots were going missing all the time. And one day we found out where they were going. A fox was actually coming into the building, taking his boots and taking them out on site. You see all sorts down on the jetties. We've had a kingfisher going along the side of a ship, and where the actual deck holes drop the water off the deck, it was looking for a nesting place. We've got a overspill compound on the site. If a tank actually fractured, the oil would spill into this pit, which has a layer of water in. And we used to get kids used to sneak onto site, swimming in there during the summer many years ago. Security's a lot more heightened now, so that thing, sort of thing doesn't happen. Eastham is nice. You can sit there and watch the ships actually go into the ship canal. But also, our jetties, you couldn't get a better place than that. You're stuck out in the middle of the river near enough, and on top of the shipping going past. And it really is a nice spot to be, especially on bonfire night or New Year's Eve. I've done that a few times. You're stuck out there in the river while all the fireworks are going off, and it really is amazing. A nice environment to work in. You know, the views we've got from here at Shell over to the jetty head there, pier head, fantastic.